If you were to visit Tulsa Spine and Rehab, you might see any number of regional athletes seeking treatment at the clinic. Dr. Sean Riley joins us. Why do so many athletes choose Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Well, I think it's a multifactorial approach to a multifactorial problem, actually. So many times with athletes, acute type injuries, there could be many contributing factors to their injury. And I think obviously advantage we have here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab is a bunch of different people that do quite a few different things really, really well. And as an athlete, you know, I think many times we go in for different types of treatment. If it's physical therapy and you're going to go get run through the gamut of exercises and stretching. Well, many times with an acute type injury, there might be some form of soft tissue damage or injury, manual therapy, active release, some type of hands-on procedure would be an effective tool early on. So whether it's a weekend warrior, a guy that plays flag football, you know, just with his buddies, or if we're seeing a high-level professional athlete or a collegiate athlete here in town, I mean, there's typically the goals are pretty well established, you know, as opposed to, you know, I see a guy that sits behind a desk and he's just in pain. Well, obviously he wants to get us discomfort, but that can be kind of muddied with, well, what are your functional goals? What are your functional deficits? With an athlete, it's clear. It's pretty clear cut. You know, I want to get back to playing what I was playing, my performance being the same, functionally doing what I was doing without discomfort. So, you know, there's many different approaches that we take with a lot of athletes, and the treatment management, and I guess most specifically the recovery of a lot of these athletic type injuries. There's a handful of pillars or things that we like to do here in the clinic, or, you know, treatment options that we have for them. The first one actually is new technology. It's cold level laser or low level laser. It's new technology, FDA approved. It's a really neat treatment modality. There's zero side effects for it. It's non-invasive. Obviously, we're not using any medications. Really good for sprain strains, muscle cramping, tears, different things like that, tendon injuries. And essentially what the purpose of the laser is to reduce inflammation, and that inflammatory response decreases pain and increases the healing time. So many times with clinics, you'll go into a physical therapy setting and they'll use the electrical muscle stim. Scott, I don't know if you're familiar with that in the past, or some form of cold packs to reduce the inflammation, to reduce the spasm. We have those therapies as well, but what's kind of neat about this this cold laser therapy, there's zero side effects. I guess the research continues to evolve and shows increased efficacy and treatment of those type of conditions. So it's just a tool in the toolbox, so to speak. Something else that we do here at the clinic, and I'm sure you're familiar with kinesio taping or some form of therapeutic taping. Our providers, you know, the therapeutic, what's neat about kinesio taping or therapeutic taping is it's not like you're limiting mobility. You know, a lot of times we think of taping an ankle, you're wanting to immobilize that ankle so it doesn't move as much. Well, what's neat about the kinesio taping, first off, it gives you assisted motion. So it doesn't restrict mobility within a joint. It actually gives you support and assisted movement. It not only does that, but it pulls tissue away from the injury site, increasing blood flow, and it also can make you feel a little bit better. So, you know, I'm sure you're watching volleyball players on TV or athletes on TV, and you see that kind of funky looking tape on maybe their leg or their thigh or their calf. That's the kinesio taping. And a lot of times that will be, you know, performance enhancement, treatment of injuries and those things. And that leads me into the next form, which some form of soft tissue technique, manual therapy, myofascial, active release. Dr. DiMaggio and I specialize in those therapies. And so what we're trying to figure out is where there's mechanical restriction or tightness or adhesion in a muscle or a soft tissue, and break down those fibers so it functions properly. You can start to manage it and maintain it on your own, and also it decreases pain. The fourth kind of pillar here is, you know, obviously manipulation. We're trying to, you know, figure out within the spine or some extremity, if there's restriction within a joint, we want to use our hands to mobilize that, very similar to a soft tissue technique. We're trying to determine where there's a restriction or limitation, increase motion within that joint or tissue to improve function and decrease pain. And then lastly, obviously, is, you know, like most physical therapy clinics or physical medicine clinics, they're going to talk about stretching, stability. We talk about more functional stability, functional mobility. We want to figure out where they have some weaknesses, how those weaknesses potentially could have contributed to the initial injury, or maybe that injury has led to some of these mobility issues or some weakness. And so simple exercises and different types of therapy recommendations related to increasing mobility, improving strength and stability. So that would be last. So just to kind of recap, the five things that we have to offer, or some of the, you know, five of many that we have to offer for the treatment of athletes. We use the cold laser therapy, reduces inflammation, increases healing time. We'll get into some therapeutic taping or some KT taping, some form of soft tissue technique to a muscle, decreases restriction, increases function, and then mobilizing, manipulation, adjusting the spine or some extremity. Similar to the soft tissue, we're trying to increase mobility within that area to improve function. And then lastly, we want to don't forget about the mobility and the functional stability. Figure out where they're not moving, figure out where they're weak, make their appropriate recommendations for exercise and so forth so they can continue to work on those things, and most importantly, enhance their performance.
If playing your favorite sport causes pain, get with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab to see how they can help. They'll get you back in the action. 918-743-3737.